Welcome to the Daily Radio Bible. Today is Sunday. It's August the 20th, day 232 in our journey through the Bible. Hello to everyone out there. My name's Hunter, and we are doing what we do every day. We're spending some time in God's Word. We're letting God's Word spend some time on us. Know how we need that, no doubt about that. Well, today, my friend, it is, as I said, the Lord's Day. It's that day when we reflect upon the resurrection. That's right. The great reversal when God said, no more. No more. Now life. Life abundant. Life free. Life for you and life for me. Hallelujah. And today we're going to read about this life in the book of Jeremiah, chapters 48 and 49, Psalm 67. And then we break into a new book, 1 John. Chapter 1. We're reading through the New Living Translation. What do you say we jump right in here? I got to get going to church here in just a minute. So let's get going. Jeremiah 48. This message was given concerning Moab. This is what the Lord of Heaven's armies, the God of Israel, says. What sorrow awaits the city of Nebo? It will soon lie in ruins. The city of Kiriathaim will be humiliated and captured. The fortress will be humiliated and broken down. No one will ever brag about Moab again, for in Heshbon there is a plot to destroy her. Come, they say, we will cut her off from being a nation. The town of Madmen too will be silenced. The sword will follow you there. Listen to the cries from Horonaim, cries of devastation and great destruction. All Moab is destroyed. Her little ones will cry out, her refugees weep bitterly, climbing the slopes to Lehuth. They cry out in terror, descending the slopes to Horonaim. Flee for your lives, hide in the wilderness, because you have trusted in your wealth and skill. You will be taken captive. Your god Chemosh, with his priests and officials, will be hauled off to distant lands. All the towns will be destroyed. No one will escape. Either on the plateaus or in the valley, for the Lord has spoken. Oh, that Moab had wings, so that she could fly away, for her towns will be left empty with no one living in them. Cursed are those who refuse to do the Lord's work, who hold back their sword from shedding blood. From his earliest history, Moab has lived in peace. Never going into exile, he is like wine that has been allowed to settle. He has not been poured from flask to flask. He is now fragrant and smooth. But the time is coming soon, says the Lord, when I will send men to pour him from his jar, and they will pour him out, then shatter the jar. At last Moab will be ashamed of his idol Chemosh, as the people of Israel were ashamed of their gold calf at Bethel. You used to boast, we are heroes, mighty men of war. But now Moab and his towns will be destroyed. His most promising youth are doomed to slaughter, says the king, whose name is the Lord of Heaven's armies. Destruction is coming fast for Moab. Calamity threatens ominously. You friends of Moab, weep for him and cry. See how the strong scepter is broken, how the beautiful staff is shattered. Come down from your glory and sit in the dust, you people of Dibon. For those who destroy Moab will shatter Dibon too. They will tear down all your towers. You people of Aroer, stand beside the road and watch. Shout to those who flee from Moab. What has happened there? And the reply comes back, Moab lies in ruins, disgraced. Weep and wail. Tell it to the banks of the Arnon River. Moab has been destroyed. Judgment has been poured out on the towns of the plateau, on Holon and Jahaz and Mafath, on Dibon and Nebo and Beth Diblethiam, on Kiriathaim and Beth Gamul and Beth Mion, on Kirioth and Basra, all the towns of Moab, far and near. The strength of Moab has ended. His arm has been broken, says the Lord. Let him stagger and fall like a drunkard, for he has rebelled against the Lord. Moab will wallow in his own vomit, ridiculed by all. Did you not ridicule the people of Israel? Were they caught in the company of thieves that you should despise them as you do? You people of Moab, flee from your towns and live in the caves, hide like doves that nest in the clefts of the rock. We have all heard of the pride of Moab, for his pride is very great. We know of his lofty pride, his arrogance, and his haughty heart. I know about his insolence, says the Lord, but his boasts are empty as his deeds. So now, I wail for Moab, yes. I will mourn for Moab. My heart is broken for the men of Kir Hasareth. You people of Sibmah, rich in vineyards, I will weep for you even more than I did for Jazer. Your spreading vines once reached as far as the Dead Sea, but the destroyer has stripped you bare. He has harvested your grapes and summer fruits. Joy and gladness are gone from fruitful Moab. The presses yield no wine. No one treads the grapes with shouts of joy. There is shouting, yes, but not of joy. Instead, their awful cries of terror can be heard from Heshbon, clear across to Elahel, and Jahaz, and Zaor, all the way to Horonim, and Eglath Shalishia. Even the waters of Nimrim are dried up now. I will put an end to Moab, says the Lord, for the people offer sacrifices at the pagan shrines and burn incense to their false gods. My heart moans like a flute for Moab and Kir Hasareth, for all their wealth has disappeared. The people shave their heads and beards in mourning. They slash their hands and put on clothes made of burlap. There is crying and sorrow in every Moabite home and on every street, for I have smashed Moab like an old, unwanted jar. How it is shattered! Hear the wailing, see the shame of Moab. It has become an object of ridicule, an example of ruin to all its neighbors. This is what the Lord says. Look! The enemy swoops down like an eagle, spreading his wings over Moab. Its cities will fall and its strongholds will be seized. Even the mightiest warriors will be in anguish like a woman in labor. Moab will no longer be a nation, for it has boasted against the Lord. Terror and traps and snares will be your lot, O Moab, says the Lord. Those who flee in terror will fall into a trap, and those who escape the trap will step into a snare. I will see to it that you do not get away, for the time of your judgment has come, says the Lord. The people flee as far as Heshbon, but are unable to go on, for a fire comes from Heshbon, King Sihon's ancient home, to devour the entire land with all its rebellious people. What sorrow awaits you, O people of Moab! The people of the god of Chemosh are destroyed. Your sons and your daughters have been taken away as captives. But I will restore the fortunes of Moab in days to come. I, the Lord, have spoken. This is the end of Jeremiah's prophecy concerning Moab. Jeremiah 49. This message was given concerning the Ammonites. This is what the Lord says. Are there no descendants of Israel to inherit the land of God? Where are you who worship Molech, living in its towns? In the days to come, says the Lord, I will sound the battle cry against your city of Rabbah. It will become a desolate heap of ruins, and the neighboring towns will be burned. Then Israel will take back the land you took from her, says the Lord. Cry out, O Heshbon, for the town of Ai is destroyed. Weep, O people of Rabbah. Put on your clothes of mourning. Weep and wail, hiding in the hedges, for your god Molech with its priests and officials will be hauled off to distant lands. You are proud of your fertile valleys, but they will soon be ruined. You trusted in your wealth, your rebellious daughter, and thought no more could ever harm you. But look, I will bring terror upon you, says the Lord of heaven's armies. Your neighbors will chase you from your land, and no one will help your exiles as they flee. But I will restore the fortunes of the Ammonites in days to come. I, the Lord, have spoken. This message was given concerning Edom. This is what the Lord of heaven's armies says. Is there no wisdom in Teman? Is there no one left to give wise counsel? Turn and flee. Hide in deep caves, you people of Dedan. For when I bring disaster on Edom, I will punish you too. Those who harvest grapes always leave a few for the poor. If thieves come at night, they would take everything. But I will strip bare the land of Edom, and there will be no place left to hide. Its children, its brothers, and its neighbors will all be destroyed, and Edom itself will be no more. But I will protect the orphans who remain among you. Your widows too can depend on me for help. And this is what the Lord says, if the innocent must suffer, how much more must you? You must not go unpunished. You must drink this cup of judgment. For I have sworn by my own name, says the Lord, that Bozrah will become an object of horror and a heap of ruins. It will be mocked and cursed. All its towns and villages will be desolate forever. I have heard a message from the Lord, that an ambassador was sent to the nations to say, "Form a coalition against Edom and prepare for battle." The Lord says to Edom, "I will cut you down to size among the nations. You will be despised by all. You have been deceived by the fear you inspire in others and by your own pride. You live in a rock fortress and control the mountain heights. But even if you make your nest among the peaks with the eagles, I will bring you crashing down, says the Lord. Edom will be an object of horror. All who pass by will be appalled and will gasp at the destruction they see there. It will be like the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah and their neighboring towns, says the Lord. No one will live there. No one will inhabit it. I will come like a lion from the thickets of the Jordan, leaping on the sheep in the pasture. I will chase Edom from its land, and I will appoint the leaders of my choice. For who is like me? And who can challenge me? What ruler can oppose my will?" Listen to the Lord's plans against Edom and the people of Teman. Even the little children will be dragged off like sheep, and their homes will be destroyed. The earth will shake with the noise of Edom's fall, and its cry of despair will be heard all the way to the Red Sea. "Look, the enemy swoops down like an eagle, spreading its wings over Bozrah. Even the mightiest warriors will be in anguish like a woman in labor." This message was given concerning Damascus. This is what the Lord says. "The towns of Hamath and Arpad are struck with fear, for they have heard the news of their destruction. Their hearts are troubled like a wild sea in a raging storm. Damascus has become feeble, and all her people turn to flee. Fear, anguish, and pain have gripped her, as they grip a woman in labor. That famous city, a city of joy, will be forsaken. Her young men will fall in the streets and die. Her soldiers will all be killed, says the Lord of Heaven's armies. And I will set fire to the walls of Damascus that will burn up to the palace of Ben-Hadad." This message was given concerning Kedar and the kingdoms of Hazor, which were attacked by King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon. This is what the Lord says. "Advance, Kedar, destroy the warriors from the east. Their flocks and tents will be captured, and their household goods and camels will be taken away. Everywhere shouts of panic will be heard. We are terrorized at every turn. Run for your lives, says the Lord. Hide yourselves in deep caves, you people of Hazor. For King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon has plotted against you and is preparing to destroy you. Go up and attack that complacent nation, says the Lord. Its people live alone in the desert, without walls or gates. Their camels and their livestock will all be yours. I will scatter to the winds these people who live in remote places. I will bring calamity upon them from every direction, says the Lord. Hazor will be inhabited by jackals, and it will be desolate forever. No one will live there. No one will inhabit it." This message concerning Elam came to the prophet Jeremiah from the Lord at the beginning of the reign of King Zedekiah of Judah. This is what the Lord of Heaven's armies says. "I will destroy the archers of Elam, the best of their forces. I will bring enemies from all directions, and I will scatter the people of Elam to the four winds. They will be exiled to the countries around the world. I myself will go with Elam's enemies to shatter it. In my fierce anger, I will bring great disaster upon the people of Elam, says the Lord. Their enemies will chase them with sword until I have destroyed them completely. I will set my throne in Elam, says the Lord, and I will destroy its king and its officials, and I will restore the fortunes of Elam in days to come. I, the Lord, have spoken." Psalm 67. For the choir director, a song, a psalm to be accompanied by stringed instruments. May God be merciful and bless us. May his face smile with favor on us. May your ways be known throughout the earth, your saving power among people everywhere. May the nations praise you, O God. Yes, may all the nations praise you. Let the whole world sing for joy, because you govern the nations with justice and guide the people of the whole world. May the nations praise you, O God. Yes, may all the nations praise you. Then the earth will yield its harvests, and God, our God, will richly bless us. Yes, God will bless us, and people all over the world will fear him. 1 John chapter 1. We proclaim to you the one who existed from the beginning, whom we have heard and seen. We saw him with our own eyes and touched him with our own hands. He is the word of life. This one who is life itself was revealed to us, and we have seen him. And now we testify and proclaim to you that he is the one who is eternal life. He was with the Father, and then he was revealed to us. We proclaimed him to you, what we ourselves have actually seen and heard, so that you may have fellowship with us, and our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We are writing these things so that you may fully share our joy. This is the message we heard from Jesus, and now we declare to you, God is light, and there is no darkness in him at all. So we are lying if we say we have fellowship with God but go on living in spiritual darkness. We are not practicing the truth. But if we are living in the light as God is in the light, then we have fellowship with each other, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we claim we have no sin, we are only fooling ourselves and not living in the truth. But if we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all wickedness. If we claim we have not sinned, we are calling God a liar and showing that his word has no place in our hearts. Now to the one who has placed his word in our hearts, we ask his blessing on the reading of his word, this word of life. Amen. It's a shadow-free zone. No shadows, only light. What he has done for us and what he offers us is a life out of the shadows, a life forgiven and free. What he offers us is utter confidence that there's nothing lurking behind you, nothing in the corner ready to shift or change. No judgment is lurking in the shadows ready to pounce upon you. No, the light of God's love covers you, Christian, shadow-free. You don't have to earn it. You don't have to perform for it. It covers you, free of charge. You simply need to believe it. Trust him for it. Verse 5 says, God is light, and there is no shadow of darkness in him at all. There's no shadows there. Only light. This light and love of God is as real as it gets, John says. He has no stronger way of saying it than to tell you that God came in the flesh. He says, I touched him. I spoke to him. He spoke to me, and he spoke words of life. And that life was pure light. No shadows. No shadows of judgment. No shadows of rejection. And we can live in that light without fear, even though we have sinned, even though there are shadows lurking within us, even though we are broken, we can still come into his light, confess our sins, and receive forgiveness and healing. The shadows need not kill us when his light can cleanse us. And he can do all of this because he took upon himself on the cross all the shadows of the world, all the darkness, all the hatred, all the fear, the abuse, the things that lurk within us, all the things that never should or should have happened. He absorbed it all to make a place, to make room for his light to shine in our lives and in his coming kingdom, shadow free. The prayer of my soul is that I will live evermore each day, shadow-free, to come and to live in the light, to be in the light, to find forgiveness there, to find freedom there. That's the prayer that I have for my own soul today, shadow-free living, living in the light, living in his love. That's a prayer that I have for my own soul. That's a prayer I have for my family too, for my wife, my daughters, my son. And that's the prayer I have for you. May it be so. Well, dailyradiobible.com, that's home base out here in the interwebs, and it is always such a blessing to hear from you, to find out a little bit about you, who you are, where you're from, how you stumbled upon this podcast. So next time you got a moment, why don't you take it and let a brother know? Speaking of that, I want to send a shout out to Tamara. Hey, sister, blessings on you. Thanks so much for writing in. I also want to send a big shout out to John Adamson. Thank you so much, my brother. What a joy, what an honor this is to be on a journey with you. The same goes to Tracy Kimsey and my good friends Tom and Mary Ellen Erdley. To all of you, as a matter of fact, what a blessing, what a joy. Before I let you go, got one request of you, and that would be this. Will you share the app with your friends? Share it, pass it on. We've made it so easy. All you have to do is click on the link that says share the app. There's about 5 different ways you can pass it on to the folks in your life. So consider it, will you? Share the app. There are people out there that are hungry for the Word of God. They are exhausted from living in the shadows. And they have no idea that there is light, freedom, freedom in that light. And it awaits all those who are hungry, broken, thirsty, exhausted, people like us. It awaits us each day, and I want to invite as many people as I can into the light. And you, my friend, can play a big part in that. You can do that yourself by simply sharing the app. So how about it? Share the app. All right. I said that was the last thing, didn't I? Well, I mean it. Well, hey, we've done it again. We have spent another day in the Bible, and I plan on being back here again tomorrow to do the same thing. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I fully intend to be here. Until that time, let's go forward. Let's go forward in God's joy. Let's let His joy be our strength. And let's remember this, that you are loved. No doubt about it. Alrighty, I'll talk to you again tomorrow. You guys take care.